Today, rain chances under 20%. Tomorrow, we'll take the rain chances slightly higher to 40% as a weak front heads south. Upper 70s Friday, and we'll be near 80 or low 80s Saturday and Sunday with widely scattered, isolated showers at best. Many areas will stay dry. Not much change Monday and Tuesday. And the pollen count in the medium high to high range each day right on through the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A former Montgomery police officer is out on bond while he appeals his manslaughter conviction. Aaron Cody Smith was released from the Limestone Correctional Facility on a $300,000 bond. Smith is now required to wear an ankle monitor and is not allowed to leave the state. Dallas County Sheriff Mike Grantham is making equipment upgrades a top priority. He says all of the patrol cars are now equipped with radar. Now he's working to put dashboard and backseat cameras in every patrol car. Grantham says these upgrades will make the department more efficient. And a Birmingham police officer was shot in the line of duty Wednesday. Sergeant Anthony Wheeler was shot while making a traffic stop. He is expected to be okay. Police say one of the suspects was also shot. Two others are in custody. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Shop the best sale of the season. Save 25 to 75% on hundreds of gift items, home decor ideas, and floral supplies. Join us Saturday, March 21st for designer demos and music by Brian Brantley. Refreshments, door prizes, and door busters available. Don't miss our spring open house, March 19th through 21st, for huge savings on our already low outlet prices. Your best deal can be found at Cafco Outlet, Montgomery's favorite outlet store, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a law enforcement officer, give them a big thumbs up. It is a gorgeous 75 degrees outside. The high today is going to be 82. Stock market, which was down 2,200 points, is now down 836.
Well, that's good. Regaining
some. I mean, that it turned around. When I left the house, it was 2,100. Down 2,100. Now it's down 836. I love that. Before I get in, we're going to have Congressman Mo Brooks join us from Washington, D.C. with a slight fever. But before I do that, remember Skip Zillow called Paul and Christy Millo with Wallace and Moody Realty. Now, wouldn't you expect that somebody should give you a customized and aggressive marketing plan to sell your house and use superior technology? Well, that is exactly what they do. Professional pictures, drone videos, virtual tours, massive web presence, direct mail, email, social media, phone calls, multiple listing, open house, and so much more. Skip Zillow, call Paul and Christy Millo, 399-7648, 399-7648. Let's bring in Congressman Mo Brooks. Congressman, welcome to the Dan Morris Show. How are you today?
Well, I'm in Washington, where things are a little bit on edge, a little bit crazy. Things are developing on a lot of different fronts all at the same time.
Well, let's talk about the briefing that you had this morning. Tell us what they told you guys.
Well, I'll start with what we've had in the past. We've had briefings by the Center for Disease Control, National Institute of Health, Department of Homeland Security, and we would do so over in a huge auditorium that is in the basement of the Capitol Visitor Center. And that's where this one was supposed to be scheduled. But instead, late last night, we got a telephone call, a communication email, whatever it took, to tell us that the meeting had been canceled. Instead, we were supposed to do it telephone conference call to keep us apart from each other rather than all in one big auditorium. That's not a good sign.
That is not a good sign.
And so we had not the normal cast of briefers. Instead, we had Dr. Monahan. He is the chief House physician. He tends to the House and senators to the extent that help is desired. We also had Larry Kudlow, who is a guru with the White House on economic matters. And so we touched on two different fronts. And the briefing was to give us an update on what's happening with the coronavirus. This particular one, its strain is COVID-19, although COVID-19 has broken off into two parts. It's mutated a little bit, so bear that in mind, too. I don't know how much detail you want me to get into, but suffice it to say that the warnings were more serious than they were a week or 2 weeks ago, certainly more serious than 3 or 4 weeks ago. We're looking at what's happening in China, what's happening in Italy, where they have a fatality rate of 6.1%, is what Dr. Monahan told us. The contagion rate in Germany, there are some predictions that say roughly 70% of Germany's population will catch COVID-19. In America, they're projecting about a 33 or one-third contagion rate, which means about 100 million or so Americans would catch this particular virus. And then you mix that with the fatality rates. We're having a fatality rate estimate of as low as 0.1%, which is the flu, to 1%, which is the official number, somewhere between 0.1 and 1%. But over in Italy, it's 6.1%. And so when you multiply that times 100 million people, all of a sudden, you're talking significant numbers. A 0.1% fatality rate, 100 million people, that's 100,000 dead Americans. If it's a 1% fatality rate, that's a million dead Americans. If it matches Italy's fatality rate of 6.1%, then all of a sudden, you're looking at 6 million dead Americans if you assume that the 33% contagion rate is an accurate reflection of what happens over the next year or so. So those are relatively startling numbers. And the real key to avoid what happened in Italy is to avoid a peak. Try to spread out the illness over a longer period of time where the healthcare system can handle it, as opposed to everybody getting sick all at the same time, where the healthcare system is just overwhelmed and you don't have enough hospital beds, you don't have enough respirators, you don't have enough treatment drugs, you don't have enough doctors and nurses. And you're having to conduct triage, which is what they're doing in Italy right now, where if you're younger, you're more apt to get treatment because you're more apt to survive if you get the treatment. But if you're older, you're more likely to be sent home without adequate treatment. And your only hope then under those circumstances is that your immune system is strong enough to survive without the kind of medical assistance you would normally give, but for the medical care facilities in Italy being overwhelmed because of the large numbers of people who are getting it, coupled with a reduction in medical staff because medical staff are also getting it and they're being quarantined and no longer available to help treat patients.
Nothing like a good old universal health care system to send the people at the most risk on home and let them kind of deal with it on their own. And in this, what were the recommendations that they were making to you and to pass on to the public from the CDC of how to protect yourself?
Well, you need to, well, I'm going to break things into different categories of people. If you are elderly, or an elderly was defined as 60 or more, or if you have an immune system that is weaker than normal, then you need to take self-protective measures. You need to reduce your exposure to other people as best you can. You need to wash your hands on a very regular basis. Certainly don't get around anybody who has any inkling of the illness. So self-help in the high-risk categories is extremely important. If you're not in one of those two categories, then you need to avoid being around people who are in those categories, because you might be the person who's got the disease, and you might be the one who's communicating it to someone who's in a high-risk category. So those are some of the things that can be done. Here in Washington, D.C., a state of emergency has been declared. That means no large crowds. It means at the federal government level, by way of example, the general public is no longer allowed in the White House for tours. The general public is no longer allowed in the United States Capitol for tours or even interaction with their congressmen and senators unless specifically approved by a congressman and senator and unless escorted by congressional staff to the congressman or senator's offices for whatever business is to be conducted. But there can't be any visits. It's got to be official business, or you cannot get in to any of the House office buildings or the United States Capitol.
How do you look in a hazmat suit?
I don't know. I've never been in one.
Go for something kind of dark and very fashionable here. What did you think of the president's speech last night?
He seemed a lot more somber than he normally is. There were no quips. He read his script. He did not deviate. I think he did a good job of communicating to the American people that this thing is more serious than first thought, even as recently as a few weeks ago. Certainly what has happened in Italy is horrific. You know, a 6.1% fatality rate where people are being victims of triage and they go to the hospital and they're told, sorry, all our beds are full or we don't have any extra respirators, you got to go home. Good luck. That's a really bad situation to be in, one that you've not seen in modern society for decades. And that's sobering. So hopefully here in the United States, we'll do what needs doing. The president's decision to not allow any more people from Europe over here is a good thing, and that it will help spread the disease out over a longer period of time. But in hindsight, America would have been a whole lot better off if we had just banned all incoming travel from all parts of the world about 2 or 3 months ago. But that would have been something that has not happened in American history to my knowledge, and no one anticipated that this particular virus was going to be as contagious as it has turned out to be, or was going to be as fatal as it turned out to be. And in large part, that's because the communist Chinese cannot be trusted to tell us the truth about what was happening in Wuhan and other parts of China. And the rest of the world is now suffering because China is such a dictatorial closed society and unwilling to share the truth, not only with its own people, but also the world.
On the phone with us is Mo Brooks, congressman from North Alabama, good friend of this show, giving us a briefing on what's going on in Washington, D.C. What did you think of the president's package, and how do you think it will fare in Congress?
That is an excellent question for which I do not have a solid answer. All of this is happening so fast. For example, the president's package 2 days ago is probably different than what it was last night. It's probably different than what we're going to see today. There are so many things happening, so many parts of the economy that are being impacted, so many parts that need assistance in some shape, form, or fashion. And then you toss in the Democrat priorities, and then you toss in Republican congressional and Senate priorities, and I'm fairly confident that what the president recommended last night will be significantly different from what we vote on later today, or if we come back into Washington in the upcoming days. Right now we're scheduled for district work weeks back in our district starting tonight and tomorrow. But we have been warned that we're to be on 24 hours notice. If the president comes up with additional relief that he believes is necessary, either the medical kind to address the COVID-19 virus or the economic kind, then we better be ready to be back in our seats in Washington, D.C. on 24 hours notice, no matter where we might otherwise be, as we meet with our constituents around the country.
What components do you like? Do you like the tax relief of it by reducing that from both the employer and the employee side of the house?
I like and don't like every single one of them. Okay,
that fiscal hawking you.
I like the economic stimulus aspect of it, given what's happened with the stock market and the downturn that our economy is inevitably going to take. Fortunately, we had the strongest economy in history, so that we're better able to withstand it. But I don't like that every single penny of it is money we don't have, we have to borrow to get, and can't afford to pay back, thereby making our long-range solvency even more precarious.
In your role in the Armed Services Committee, how concerned are you about our armed forces, particularly that are over in the theater, the Pacific theater, near Japan, Okinawa, South Korea, places like that?
Our personnel in the armed services have been exposed to the coronavirus. Some of them have come down with it. But it's not just in other countries around the globe now. It's also here in the United States of America. We've had at least two reported cases on military bases in America. So the problem is local. Pandora's box has been opened. The cat's out of the bag, whatever you want to call it. It's too late to stop the coronavirus from spreading to every corner of the world. Too late to do it, in large part because China was not honest and candid with the world about the seriousness of the situation. The most we can hope for at this point in time is to slow it down so that our medical care facilities are not overwhelmed on any particular day where patients cannot get treatment. So that's the goal right now. That's one of the reasons why you're seeing the cancellations of these large gatherings of people, whether it be NBA basketball games, NCAA basketball games, different NCAA activities, rallies that were being scheduled by the president or by Joe Biden or other candidates for different things. In the Tennessee Valley where I am, we've had two conferences or symposiums canceled that would have brought 10,000 people into our community and generated many millions of dollars in revenues for tourism, for our restaurants, our hotels, our airport. Those have been canceled. And those are just the tip of the iceberg of what I think you can anticipate going forward. Now, here's what the future looks like.
Please.
I think you'll see a surge in coronavirus cases over the next couple of months. Then, as warmer weather gets here, the experts are telling us that you should see that bottoming out, perhaps even decreasing a little bit. Then come September or October, you should see a renewed spike or increase in coronavirus cases, and that will continue through this coming fall and winter until such time as hopefully we're able to get a coronavirus vaccine that can be given. In the interim, the advice that I'm getting, and each person should talk to their own physician about this, is you ought to get the flu shot, that you might get some protection of some kind so that it's not as bad if you take the flu shot. Similarly, you ought to take or get the pneumonia vaccine, because some of these deaths associated with the coronavirus are because pneumonia develops. And if you have the pneumonia vaccine, then your respiratory system is a little bit safer because that's no longer as big a risk. So on Monday, I got the pneumonia vaccine. So that's some things that you can do to try to reduce your risk somewhat.
Another vote that y'all have coming up is the reauthorization of FISA. Tell me how you think that's going to go, and do you approve of the, believe it or not, the combination of Adam Schiff and Jim Jordan collaborating on the proposal of making changes?
Well, we voted on the House yesterday afternoon. I voted against it. To me, FISA ought to be terminated. Every one of those rascals ought to be fired.
Whoa. Let's give you applause on that.
Hear.
Outstanding.
Well, every one of them ought to be fired, and the only way to fire everyone is to terminate the entire program. That's how I voted. I don't like the idea of the federal government using the FISA system to illegally and unconstitutionally and in secret spy on American citizens. And we saw that repeatedly. And then as soon as we've cleared out that swamp, then we ought to establish a new system that will protect us from potential terrorist activities. But that new system needs to have better safeguards than the current system has. And while the bill yesterday did have some improvements that the White House and Jim Jordan were able to get, those improvements were not good enough. And in particular, those employees who had run amok, they're still there when they should be terminated, if not prosecuted.
Just out of curiosity, I kind of got mixed signals from particularly Liz Cheney. I had her on a couple of weeks ago on this whole thing. Where's the leadership in the Republican side of the House on this issue?
Split.
Is Kevin McCarthy wanting to redo FISA, and Liz Cheney wants to renew? Is that kind of it?
My recollection is that both of them voted yes, but they were not directly on my radar screen at the time that the votes were taking place, and I could be wrong given so much is going on right now and so much attention in particular is on the COVID-19 strain of the coronavirus.
When you're talking to your district, what are they saying back to you? What are their biggest concerns, and what are they saying to you?
Well, first and foremost, I ought to thank my district for reelecting me. I did win a primary this past
victory.
Tuesday, and I was up against some powerful open borders type forces, the Farmers Union, Alpha is how they're commonly known by. That's a big power player in the state of Alabama, the Home Builders Association. They both helped finance my opponent's campaign. The Speaker of the House endorsed my opponent, but notwithstanding that power lined on the other side, the public in the Tennessee Valley decided to reelect me with 75%. So I'm most appreciative of that and the fact that the Democrats didn't run anybody. So that's, I haven't had this long a period of time before without an election.
they haven't left you alone like that.
We'll see how that plays out.
Well, it was an impressive victory. I saw your numbers.
But the general public in my neck of the woods, in the Tennessee Valley, they're concerned about national security and national defense, NASA, deficits and debt is a big concern. Border security is a big concern. Defending free enterprise from the socialist antics of the Democratic Party, that's a big concern. And let me emphasize, the socialist antics are not just the one who is honest and admits he's a socialist, Bernie Sanders. It's also the socialist antics of all those Democrats like Joe Biden who are socialists but are politically smart enough not to use the word when they describe themselves.
Is your district worried and panicked about coronavirus?
Worried, yes. Panicked, no. Although I'd be remiss if I did not add that one of my daughters took a photograph two or three days ago of someone at a Sam's Club, and he had a pickup truck. He had filled the back of his pickup truck with enough toilet paper to last him the rest of his life.
Hunkering down, I like that. Yeah, the canceling of events is really amazing. My company, Ameriprise, does this thing, bargain basement things out of there. You can fly from Atlanta, Georgia to Orlando round trip for $43. That is amazing.
Tourism industry is being hit very, 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 very hard.
It may be worth the risk to go to Orlando.
Let me mention something about how contagious this coronavirus is.
Please.
There's a British Medical Society, I don't know the exact name, a study that was released in the last couple of days, but it indicates that people who have had the illness are still contagious no less than 8 days, so far no more than 37 days. Then there's another series of studies. Keep in mind this is all new. We're all trying to react to a developing situation. And so as our scientists, our medical technicians are doing their tests, they're trying to find out as much as they can about COVID-19 so that we can better protect ourselves. But another aspect of it is if someone coughs who has it, that stuff can be in the air and contagious for up to 3 hours. So if you're in an elevator that someone sneezed in 2 hours earlier, it might still be in the air that you're breathing. That's how contagious it is. If the person who has the coronavirus touched a door handle or some other hard surface, pushed an elevator button, that coronavirus can live on that surface as much as 3 days. So that this is a different kind of virus in that it is much more contagious than most are. You add that bad aspect of it to it has a higher than normal fatality rate, and that's why we have to treat it a lot more seriously. It's not as bad as the SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome, that's been a problem for a decade or so.
Right.
It doesn't have the fatality rate of that. It doesn't have the fatality rate of MERS, the Middle Eastern respiratory syndrome that's killed a lot of people. Both of those have higher fatality rates, but they're not nearly as contagious as COVID-19. So you have to look at how contagious is it coupled with a fatality rate, and that gives you the expected total number who will likely die as a result of this particular virus. And this one warrants the serious attention it's getting when you put those two numbers together.
But isn't one of the issues here is that the people who are showing symptoms are also the people that are more at risk, that there are a whole bunch of people that have it, but they didn't know that they had it. They just got tested, and they're not really at risk because of their age and their good health.
That is spot on accurate. Some people's immune systems, some of their ancestors might have been exposed to something similar to it in the past at some point in time, and you might have inherited that kind of stronger immunity system, or you yourself might have been exposed to something similar in the past, and you might have a real strong immunity system, and as such, you might not even know that you've got this thing, even though you are contagious to everyone around you. You may not feel ill effects at all, but you're still contagious to those right around you. On the other extreme, of course, you've got those that don't have the strong immunity system that you might have, and it could be deadly for them.
And that seemed to be what happened in the nursing home in Washington State. A grandchild came in, had lunch with the grandmother, I believe, and then was asymptomatic, and then the whole place caught it, and where they have now 22 deaths in there?
Well, the youth are best prepared to have immunity systems that will very quickly defend and dispatch COVID-19. The younger you are, the better position you are to be able to make it through this without any difficulty.
So in other words, Dan, go home and be by yourself. What do you think about
the United States Senate is high risk.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think about Duke and North Carolina game being canceled and then Duke canceling their classes?
That is becoming common. I think I stated that a state of emergency has been declared in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Surrounding school systems are being canceled. In Italy, every school is canceled, whether it be a university or K through 12. They're all shut down. So I'm anticipating that you will see more and more of that in America as we try to better grasp the risk associated with COVID-19 and how best to respond. I think the NBA suspending their season, these college basketball games, March Madness, being handled the way that they're being handled, this is serious stuff. And I think we are reacting appropriately at this point in time. Our governmental leaders at the federal level, at the state level, at the city and county level where the rubber meets the road, I think they're grasping the seriousness of it. They're acting rapidly. And hopefully we will do the best we can in the circumstances to address something that is unique to all of us. You know, we haven't had a contagion like this in probably a century, going back to 1918. And even the one from 1918, I think it was the Spanish flu, might not have been as bad as this one is. Fortunately, our health care over the last century has gotten a whole lot better so that we will not have the kind of fatalities that you saw worldwide in 1918.
Congressman, I really appreciate you calling in today. I appreciate you being a friend to this show. Stay healthy, and if you need to pass on anything, just message me back.
And I'll do it from afar via email or text, not in person.
Congressman, thank you again so very much.
Certainly. Take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, Congressman Mo Brooks weighing in and giving us a boatload of information. He's going to be back right after this.
Thank you. Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A new floor is a big decision, but with the Home Depot in your corner, it doesn't have to be a hard one. Take waterproof Stony Oak vinyl plank flooring from the Home Decorators Collection. Right now, just $229 a square foot. There's even more in store for you in our flooring showroom. From classic looks to the newest trends, you'll cover a lot of ground. For style, durability, and guaranteed low prices on floors, it's a good time to be a doer at the Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. U.S. only.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain. Like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Napa Know How.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat-worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Saddle up for the 63rd Annual Southeastern Livestock Exposition Rodeo at Garrett Coliseum, March 19th through the 21st. We're bringing the best of PRCA cowboys and bucking stock to Montgomery. Freestyle bullfights, children's events, and entertainment for the whole family. Ticket deals for active military, a Friday night family four-pack, and learn how your children can get in free. Purchase tickets at slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Fun. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years of doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Fun, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's officially still winter for one more week, but wait till you hear this forecast. It's going to be a very warm March day today with a high temperature up to about 81. Tonight's low 64. Partly sunny today. Rain chances under 20%. Tomorrow, we'll take the rain chances slightly higher to 40% as a weak front heads south. Upper 70s Friday, and we'll be near 80 or low 80s Saturday and Sunday with widely scattered, isolated showers at best. Many areas will stay dry. Not much change Monday and Tuesday. And the pollen count in the medium high to high range each day right on through the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I want to thank Congressman Mo Brooks for calling in today. He had texted me as soon as he came out of that meeting and was giving me information, and we talked, and... And says, you need to call this in. He is so informative. 272-9228, that's where we are. Went out to go take Benji for a walk this morning. You know the little squiggly things you see on the pecan?
Yeah, strip? Yeah.
Covered. My street is covered. My front of my driveway is covered in them. It is unbelievable. And Benji came back orange. Walked in white, came back orange. He found his first frog.
Yeah.
He thought he was like, you got this for me? PMS guys came over to put the pine straw. Goes, you got pine straw for me too? You're loving it. Benji's such a character here. Okay, 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. What's in that gift basket? $6 worth of goodies that she put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. And, excuse me, this is going to be a great weekend to go down Sweet Creek. 82 degrees today. But what am I going to do? They canceled the Duke game. I had all my games lined up. They're all gone. But that's not going to stop me.
I'm going to say, what are you going to watch other than that?
I'll come up with something. Yeah, I had one of my meals, indulgent meals last night.
Oh, really?
Chili dog. Woo-hoo! Oh, man, it was delicious.
It does sound good.
And what I did is I cooked it in the duck fat.
Oh, yeah. You cooked those dogs in duck fat?
Yeah.
So they got nice and crispy.
Yeah. And what I did is I put them in my diamond blue pan.
Yeah.
And then roll the hot dog in it, roll it around, then throw some sauerkraut in there with it. And they start dancing and having a good time. Had my Castleberry hot dog chili, my cheese that I got from Fresh Market, that hoop cheese is so good.
Grated
that up, and then did chunks to go in the chili. Because I put chili on the hot dog, and then I ate the bowl of chili.
That sounds fantastic.
I know. Well, good show. Let's go. We'll try to imitate Duke, and maybe we'll win. I don't know. We're playing arch rivals, North Carolina State in the ACC tournament. Let's see here. Well, we got a lot going on since we're kind of on Corona. Let's kind of hit some of the Corona stuff here. Red Top, huh? I bet Red Top's enjoying all the pollen out there. Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Man, I am, and you're right. Those little seed sacks from the cons, it's like they came out overnight.
It's unbelievable. There was not one single one in my gutter. And the gutter that goes down to a special drain I have was full of them. It was unbelievable.
Yes. I mean, when these plants open up and get down to business, they mean it, man. And this spring, we really got it busting out.
Yeah, it's and I don't know what they're talking about, the pollen count. I mean, my table outside is yellow. The dog is turning yellow. I mean, it's crazy.
It's good stuff, though. People need to breathe in all they can so your immune system pops in and you don't get sick from it. And really, after 24 hours, your body's adjusted to it. So people don't need to get all those drugs and antihistamines. It's really bad for you. And it lowers your immune response tremendously.
Yeah, neti pot and Corona, my cure. Of course, Corona's my cure for about everything,
This is true. Guys, I thought of something so funny last night, I had to bring it up. I've got the perfect running mate for Joe Biden.
Oh, I want to hear it.
John DeVoe.
Oh, John DeVoe happens to be on the line. He's up next.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
No, not at all.
Did you tell him that?
No, it's just a serendipitous moment here, Red Top.
This is a very psychic, a curmudgeon, deep moment here. And I think it not only would he be the happiest man in the world, in fact, he might have a heart attack, but it would be such a great pair that I couldn't help but say that. I don't know what made me think of that, but after all the times I've heard him call, I said, man, I got the right running mate for this guy. So let's put him on. I hope he's listening to me, John. Get on up to D.C. and have some fun. Roll Tide, go Trump, guys.
Thanks, Rich. I appreciate you, buddy. You be good. All right. I'm still thinking about doing this. I was going to move the TV out to the deck to watch the the games I was taping do, which is not existing now. But I was thinking, boy, I got to get my blower out and blow all that pollen out. Let's go. Listen, you want to give them the theme song?
Yeah, why not? Let's do this thing.
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave. Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I got hairy legs.
Let's go to Joe Biden's running mate, John DeBoe. John, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
How do you like the sound of that?
I didn't hear it.
You didn't hear what Redtop said?
I heard him call my name, but I didn't hear what he said. What did he say?
He recommended that Joe Biden should select you as his running mate.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
That would be.
That would be really, really interesting. Well, tell him I appreciate the compliment.
He's listening to you right now.
But listen, I tell you what, after hearing everything that your previous guest, the congressman that you just got through, telling us all about the COVID-19 virus and everything, do you think that... is it safe to go to a biscuits game?
Yes.
It is safe.
I think it's safe. Well, first of all, you're outdoors. I wouldn't kiss anybody. Joey just looked up at me.
Well, then what's the use of watching baseball then?
So
I'm a minister with over 30 years of honorable service. And so, you know, in the ministry, we are accustomed to kind of greeting people with a handshake or a hug or a kiss or whatever. But I'm having to change all of that. And I think you better, you know, kind of used to church culture is kind of having to, you know, step back and change a lot of that, too. But I was just wondering, you know, because of all what they're doing in the NBA, you know, canceling the whole season, and then they're looking at changing what they're going to do for the outlook. Have they canceled the Final Four yet?
No. They haven't gotten to that point yet. Of course, if they, you know, they can cancel the tournaments, because the tournaments that isn't as important as the March Madness itself, because it's a single elimination game process. So if they, I mean, right now what they're talking about is doing March Madness and doing it without a crowd.
Well, you know, they're doing that with the soccer game. You know, in other countries, they're playing the soccer games with no fans in the stands and that type of thing. So that's why I was, surprised this morning when, you know, I heard that, you know, Biscuits selling tickets for their opening game and so on and so forth. But now, wait a minute, whose report am I supposed to believe here? Is it safe to go to a game or not?
Yeah, I think, are you in fairly good health?
Excuse me?
Are you in fairly good health?
I'm in fairly good health.
You mind me asking you how old you are?
I'm in my 50s.
Yeah, so you're underneath 60 is kind of the magic number. The big magic number is 70, and then the real big magic number is 80. So you don't hit any of those thresholds.
But you said because the Biscuits is kind of an outdoor sort of stadium, you think it'll still be safe?
Dr. Morris thinks it's okay.
Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Peace and blessings to you all. My sincerest and dearest, and everybody on stay safe.
Thanks. Somebody said University of Alabama just canceled their classes to April the 1st. Now, 10 days of that will be spring break, if I'm not mistaken. I think their spring break is either this week or next. I think it's next week, actually, because they're out on St. Paddy's Day. So it must be next week. So we'll see what happens out here. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, I was listening to the Mo Brooks earlier. Does he have any training in medicine?
He does not. He's an attorney.
I just wondered, he was, and I'm not getting, you know, putting it down, but he was projecting out about how it's going to drop this summer because of the warmth, and then it's going to spike again.
That's what they said.
Who's they?
CDC.
Okay. I just wondered because I thought that's, but the CDC, well, okay. Well, I was just kind of curious. I mean, if it's like that, then you can forget, you can go ahead and cancel everything.
Yeah, he,
you know, football or anything.
Yeah, they got a briefing from CDC, Larry Kudlow, the House physician, with the CDC, talking about what the individual members of Congress should do.
Well, okay, if it's going to spike again, and he says, then you can forget everything. I mean, I know saving people's lives is more important, but I'm just saying there ain't gonna be no fall sports.
So you're saying the University of Alabama football is gonna play a game without any fans?
I don't think they're gonna play. Period.
Yeah, let me tell you what. I'm gonna go out on a limb here. I'm gonna say that they're gonna come up with a refined vaccine by the fall.
They're going to expedite it, you think? Yeah.
Yeah, because from what I was reading this thing in Investor's Business Daily, they're doing this. Here are the companies that, you know, like Core Lab is one that's really big on this thing. And what they're going to do is it's going to get used so many times. They do 1 month of animal search. They give the animal the bacteria, then they give them the vaccine, and then they see how do they do. Once they pass the animal search, that's 1 month, then they go in human trial, and then they do that, and you have to have a certain number of cases.
Sure.
One of the biggest problems with a vaccine is finding enough people to test it where you can do it fast enough. So if you only have 1,000 people over a course of a year, it takes a year just to get through your testing. If you have 1,000 people in 1 month, you can maybe get through with this thing really fast, and then you have to mass produce the vaccine. And that could take about 4 months. But they were saying this thing could be a lot faster than people are thinking.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they get something done, but there's so much coming at everybody from all directions. It's just really overwhelming.
Yeah, I think if you think about when we had the swine flu, things weren't shut down. We didn't shut, and we're talking about thousands of people died of that in 2008. It's
I think 12,000 died.
Yeah,
like that.
I mean, it was over the course of 2 years. But we didn't stop our borders. We didn't do all the things that we're doing. As this IBD article is talking about, is we're in territory we've never been before because we're being so aggressive with this thing. Is it going to not meet these projections that people are saying? So just tell your grandchildren not to come and visit you, Jim.
Yeah, somebody done, but I just, my opinion right now is this thing is serious. I wouldn't be surprised eventually, down the road, they find out that this thing was actually concocted in China purposely. I wouldn't be surprised. Wouldn't surprise me at all. But
so you think it was a pathological thing that they got away from them?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah, that could be because the lab is there.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past them. Those people will do anything. I mean, some strange people. But the one thing, and you're talking about, well, you know, the swine has find it. I guarantee you, if Barack Obama was the president right now, we would not be going through a lot of this fear-mongering that we're going through. I'm just telling.
Absolutely.
That's what's making this thing worse than any of the other, even though these other outbreaks killed more people and were far worse. The media and the bias against Trump has driven this off the map.
Well, let me tell you something else that's happening here, and I agree that the media is banging Trump really hard. But one thing that's happening here is that industry is being much, much, much more proactive of this than they ever have before with swine flu and things like that. They kind of did it. They're instigating a lot of this thing now. Disney and Carnival Cruise Lines, all this kind of stuff, they want this damn thing to go away because they're getting clobbered with this. But when you have the NBA saying, okay, we have one player that's got this, and we're canceling the entire season. That's an NBA decision to do that. That's not a Donald Trump decision. That's them, and they're trying to be proactive because they don't want a $1 million a year player to get sick and for them to have some repercussions for not protecting him.
Yeah, I guess we can blame the lawyers then.
Yeah. No, actually, that's not too far off.
Yeah. I'm just saying but that's what it is. You know,
I'll give you another one. My company handles disability income insurance. So we have a lot of clients that have disability income. Well, they had to go do a special report. What if you get the coronavirus and you're quarantined for that period? Does that meet the qualifications of disability after that? And so my company is kind of searching with that. It wasn't the University of Alabama, it's Auburn University that canceled classes to April the 1st. My bad. So that's going to be interesting to see how they're going to handle that.
Yeah, it's...
And particularly healthcare workers, which we do a lot of.
I know the University of Florida, they canceled everything.
Yeah, Duke closed the door. They basically said, you go on home, and we'll get back to you, but we're going to be finished for the year.
Oh, well, Dan, I guess you'll be watching a lot of reruns. It's going to be a boring spring.
Why? Because of Major League Baseball?
Well, but not just that. You know, I keep up with a lot of the college baseball and softball. And what about the PGA? They're going to play with no crowds in these golf tournaments. I guarantee the PGA.
Yeah,
will be
the Masters 3 weeks away. I forgot about that.
It won't happen. There's no way. Look at the way those people crowd in and mingle around out there. I mean, there's just.
And that certainly is an older population that's on the other side of the rope line. The golfers I'm not so worried about, but, I mean, it is definitely an older population.
Yeah, it does. It's a lot of old people come to those tournaments. I mean, you can't get some of those old golfers there. Seriously, what about the people?
Arnold Palmer's
in. I guarantee Jack Nicklaus won't be around there.
There you go. Got to go to a break. See you later.
Have a good one.
Bye. I missed that 10-2.
Yeah.
Great, man.
The Dan Morris Show.
But if you try sometime, it just might find. It just might find. You get what you need. Oh, yeah.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment. Maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, boys and girls, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Debbie. Debbie, welcome aboard.
Hello on this fine, beautiful day.
How are you in this gorgeous day? I wish I was out in it.
Oh, loving this Oh, I'm loving it. I was just going to bring up a couple of points of views and see what you think. I actually heard one on the international news, and it was, I think, from Dennis Miller, but I'm not going to swear to it. But it was a comment that he made that kind of piqued my interest.
Yeah.
He thinks that most of this media play on the coronavirus is just basically to try to drum down the popularity of Donald Trump. I don't know if that's it or not, but I do find it odd that they're doing as much media on it as they are. I had the Asiatic flu, and, you know, in 69 and 70, mm-hmm. 33,000, over 33,000 people died. They couldn't even put me in the hospital because there was no room. Mm-hmm. My mom took me home. I was in a coma for 5 days. I ran a fever, axillary fever, so high you couldn't even read it on the thermometer.
Wow.
And, yeah, it was some bad stuff. It was some bad stuff. It killed a lot of people. And I survived it, but I'm not saying...
No, you didn't.
Oh, just all, you know, get the flu like that, you know. But I'm just saying, we all understood every spring, every fall, there's going to be something coming your way. And sometimes it's worse than other times. And I just don't understand why it is so insane as it is right now. It's going to get here, and I don't care how hard you try to stop it. I mean, unless you stay in a bubble and you stay in your house and you don't bring anything in and you don't take anything out, I don't see how you're going to prevent this from spreading.
Well, very good point. Let me tell you the one thing that is tremendously different today than it was in the 1970s, and that is the aging of the baby boomers. So mm-hmm. I'm 66. My brother is 74. Is that right?
Right.
And if you look at that at-risk line, you're just breaking through that line. And then if you have any type of ailments like high blood pressure, diabetes, things like that, pulmonary mm-hmm. issues, then that is a huge population that's sitting out there. Huge. We've never right. had a population that is that old in America. And it can do some serious damage.
Yeah, it was killing the children back in the 69. And,
right.
and, you know, well, mostly children, I think. But that's not the point. I was just trying to figure out why the media is so, well, not just the media, the corporations, as you were pointing out before, and all these other people going so far. Extreme, in my opinion, but hey, you know, I'm not going to sit there.
I think it's because they know the vulnerability of Donald Trump is the economy. If the economy can tank, then Donald Trump will tank.
That's what I was trying to get to, and that's what I was wondering. Well, yeah.